What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. BettingPros.com on Twitter is at BettingProsNFL. Everywhere you get podcasts, you will find the Daily Juice Podcast. We're also on YouTube. We have a TikTok channel, and we're always being brought to you by BetMGM. You can take the BetMGM offer, the $20, to win $100 on any event with the promo code JUICE100. If you want to use it on the parlay today, I have got a +750 parlay, three-legger that I'm going to give you here in just 1 second for our weekly Friday. We're 5-22 on the parlay. We're going to get a little exotic, a couple of baseball plays for you guys to get into. Actually, I think both of them might have been, well, one of them was recommended for the Discord bet. It is Discord bet day. That record is 7-9, and the community has hit the last two. So we're trying to hit three in a row here for you guys when it comes to voting. I'll explain more if you're new to the podcast. I'll explain more to what that is coming up here in just 1 second. I do have an international basketball play. We're going to keep riding a team that we've been very good with over the last couple of days, but it's been a good run. And personally, last night was phenomenal, and it was a 7-3 day overall for me. Personally, a 4-2 day on the podcast. You guys saw all my plays on the Discord channel. I trailed a couple of people with USA Soccer. No, I'm sorry, with Mexico and Canada with the over. I didn't play anything with USA Soccer, but it was the Gold Cup. It's USA Mexico coming here to Vegas on Sunday. That game's going to be outstanding. Late goal for Mexico. Got the over 2.5 goals in regulation. Got that down. That was nice to hit that. 3-1 overall on the NBA plays for me. 2-1 officially. I got a +330. Suggs did go over 4.5. That was my one real big one. If I hit that, my whole night was going to be made. And you know, you put a quarter unit down on +330, and that's not bad. That's a pretty good night. So we were feeling good. 3-1 on the draft. Yes, Luka Garza did get drafted, and yes, Luka Garza went 52nd. I don't think that means he makes the roster, but fine. I was wrong. You want that, Iowa fan? I was wrong. Your guy got drafted. I was wrong. Congratulations. He's on a team that he probably gets cut by, but whatever. That's fine. He got drafted. So I was wrong, and the bet was wrong. Nearly got it right. Hedger survived three picks, and the Pistons took him, so that was a bummer. But we got the Suggs pick right. We got Davion Mitchell, which was nice. That was the Betting Pros. And if you go to Instagram, by the way, the Betting Pros Instagram account is going to have one play a day, and we're trying to like broaden the horizons for the Daily Juice podcast. So they're going to have a daily play that I make every day on the podcast that they'll post and do a graphic for and whatnot. So that was nice to get the Davion Mitchell under 12.5 to get that right. And then James Bouknight over 6.5 at +130. We got that right as well. So a +130 officially is nice. A -105 is nice. We get one wrong. That was -105, or what was the Garza juice on Garza? The juice on Garza was -115. So a winning night on the draft. We get Spain -8.5 correct. We get Japan over 182 correct. That was nice to have that. And so it was good. It was a good Red Sox. Oh, I got the Red Sox wrong. Sox were wrong there with under 5.5 runs. The Blue Jays kicked the living tar out of the Red Sox 13-1, which was not great for the under 5.5. Erod got hit really, really hard. I got Ryu right. He was great. Red Sox pitcher was not great. He was really, really bad. So a couple things here real quick. Now, have you gone to subscribe on our YouTube channel? Okay. It's Betting Pros on YouTube. Subscribe and you will get three more entries into the Magic Johnson giveaway for the autographed jersey. We are down to two more days, today, tomorrow, and then that's it. Okay. So you need to go and leave a review, Apple or Stitcher, bettingpros.com/chat. bettingpros.com/juice. Fill the form out, drop the screenshot picture in. That's one entry. Three others come from subscribing. We've got 4,350 subscribers. We're trying to get to 5,000. So if you're a listener of the Daily Juice and not a subscriber to YouTube, please do that. Subscribe. Plus, you may win a Magic Johnson autographed signed jersey, which is pretty darn cool. So just a heads up on that. This is important to do that. We hope that you will be a part of it. We really do appreciate you guys doing that. If you could do that, because we want to give that Magic Johnson jersey to you. So hit subscribe on YouTube. If you're watching right now, the button is below me. I did it again, underneath me. And you can go ahead and do that for us here on the YouTube channel. And then if you're just listening, go to YouTube and do it for us. That would be great. Okay. So a 7-3 day overall for me, really a good couple of days here. It's been good. 4-2 in the podcast officially, like I mentioned. So that's good. Good day yesterday. We've had a good couple of days and you want to keep it rolling here. And, you know, a couple of you guys are new and like, man, Matt, you're really like, okay, guys. Yeah. I mean, I've been hotter than this before, but we're seeing things right. We've done well with international basketball. We've done well on baseball betting the Red Sox, if you will. And now here comes that Red Sox bet where if I missed back-to-back games, I would stop betting just Red Sox games officially for the podcast. Well, here's the thing. The bet I want to make, I'm telling you right now, it's the Rays on the first 5 run line. Okay. The money line is -165. And the reason is this: Josh Fleming at home pitching for the Rays today. And the reason why most books don't have this is because it's trade deadline day and the Red Sox just added Kyle Schwarber. He's injured, but they may go and get a big bat. And they're not really sure what's going to happen and who Boston might be trading to get a big bat at the deadline. So the Yankees went all hog wild today and got everyone. And there's going to be a response by the Red Sox, guaranteed. And the Giants probably will have a response to the Dodgers getting Max Scherzer and Trey Turner today. So it's just kind of like an arms race going on right now at the trade deadline. So they're not exactly sure who's going to be in the lineup for the Red Sox. Rafael Devers was out the lineup yesterday, and is he in the lineup now? So there's some questions as to what's going to happen with the Red Sox. But Josh Fleming at home this year for the Rays is 4-3 with a 1.83 ERA. 4-3, 1.83. On the road, Josh Fleming is 3-2 with a 6.39 ERA. He's a totally different pitcher at home than he is on the road. So for that reason, I am waiting for the first 5 because Martin Perez, who is going to be facing on Josh Fleming today for the Red Sox, he's a scheduled pitcher for the Red Sox, is 7-6 with a 4.18 ERA. What's interesting about Martin Perez is that he's been pretty good. You have to go all the way back to the middle of June to find a start where he gave up more than 3 earned runs. He's just kind of Mr. Consistent. He's going 5 or 6 innings, giving up 3 runs, 1, 2, 0, 1, and then 5 and 6 in the middle of June. He had a rocky start, but over the last month and a half, he's just been solid. So I can easily see, and I'll see what the total is for the first 5. Now the total is 8.5 or 9 right now for this game. If the first 5 total is like 5.5 again, I might come back with the same bet that I missed on yesterday. Or if the juice comes down, it's -165 on the money line. It's too expensive to bet the Rays. There's no value. It's too expensive on the Rays first 5. But if the run line first 5 -0.5 run, hopefully not a full run, but -0.5 run, well, then we could, if it's -125, 135, then yeah, I'll lay that. I'll take the Rays first 5 run line against the Red Sox here today. So I think Josh Fleming is the right side. Again, he's a left-handed pitcher, but this is at the Trop, so it's a different story than it was at Fenway Park. But the Red Sox have not been hitting lefties very well. They didn't hit Robbie Ray very well. They didn't hit Ryu very well. And now they got Josh Fleming, another left-handed pitcher who was great at home. So to me, it's first 5 run line. I can't give it to you as an official play, but I'm telling you it's going to be a play. So just count it as a play, but I don't know the numbers yet. So in the Discord channel, I will give that to you for you during the day, bettingpros.com/chat or underneath me for the link on YouTube to get into the Discord channel. I will give you the numbers that I'm going to play here for Red Sox and the Rays. If I get it wrong, I will stop this little experiment. But you know, I got 3 bets right on the first day. I got 1 bet wrong yesterday officially. So 1-1 officially on the plays for Red Sox games. If I went back to back, I'll stop betting Red Sox games. So hopefully I get this right and then we can start the streak over again. But if we go 2 days in a row with 2 losses, I'll stop this little experiment that we've got going on. So that's the first play here. Run line first 5 for the Rays, but I can't bet it yet because I don't know the numbers. So just kind of mark that down. That is the first play. Now, if you are new to the podcast, you may not know what the Discord bet of the day of the week is. The Discord bet of the week is a bet that's determined by you guys, the listeners of the Daily Juice podcast. How we do it is from the Discord channel. So if you're not in there, you don't have a chance to be a part of this. But what we do is every single one day a week, we have a conversation on what's called the Discord Stages, which is a live conversation with me as you guys come on and recommend plays. We then take those plays and you guys go and vote in the Discord channel on the variety of nominated bets. We had 5 bets nominated yesterday, and the Discord bet of the day, Discord bet of the week, is the Dodgers on the run line up against the Diamondbacks. The Dodgers are going for it. They've made a couple of monster trades, and they're taking on the Diamondbacks, who aren't really good at all. The Dodgers offense has been pretty good. The Dodgers are going up against a team on the road. The Diamondbacks are awful. They're a little bit better at home. Not a ton better, but they're a little bit better at home. It's a 6:40 Pacific time start, 9:40 Eastern time start. Tony Gosselin going up against Zach Gallen. Zach Gallen's been okay. He's 1-5 with a 4.8 ERA, but he's had some bad luck. Tony Gosselin, 2-1 with a 2.38 ERA. This is going to be a very public play. The total is 9. But the run line is -115. You can probably shop around to try to find the best number for this for the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. I saw it at -105, but -115 is kind of the consensus number here. So we're going Dodgers on the run line, -115 for the Discord bet of the week for a half a unit. This is a bet chosen by the audience of the Daily Juice. They've hit the last two. They're 7-9 overall, but they're on a 2-bet winning streak. You guys are making this pick. Dodgers on the run line, Dodgers -1.5 at -115 is the Discord play of the week. I'm going to make that my TikTok play of the day as well. If you're following us on TikTok, the Daily Juice is the account for that. I'll put that up so you guys can see it on there in case you forget what the Discord bet of the week is. Okay, so there's that. Now, let's talk international basketball. Okay, so Red Sox, Rays on the first 5 run line. Dodgers on the run line for the game, -1.5 runs, -115 against the Diamondbacks. 2 baseball plays. I've got 2 plays for you here for France against Iran. Look, I'm 2-0 betting on France. I'm going to double down here on France. So here's my philosophy on this France team. You've got a bunch of bigs that are going to cause problems for the Iranians. Look, their center's like 50 years old. 42-year-old dude looks a lot older than he actually is. Evan Fournier has been playing unbelievable basketball. Iran has got to hit threes. I mean, they hit some threes against Team USA, but they were down huge. They lost by 50+. Okay. Team USA beat France. There's no correlation there. Okay. The line is 28.5, but the first half line is 15. Okay. I think France comes out and just frustrates Iran like crazy. I think they know they have a chance to win their group. They win their group. They get out of this group. It would be huge for them. I mean, Evan Fournier had 23 points on 8 of 13 shooting. They've got some nice bench play. I think Rudy Gobert is going to have a monster game. I don't think they're going to be able to stop him. He had 6-10 in the last game, but I think the bigs for France will go after it. They're shooting really well because they're getting shots right by the basket. They shot over 56%, or actually they shot over 59%, 55.9% in their last game, but they shot 43% from behind the arc in the last game where they just took apart Australia. I think this France team is playing extremely well, and I think this is a monster mismatch here for Iran, and it's a chance to kind of flex their muscles. You've got plenty of time to bet this game, by the way. This game does not tip off until 9 o'clock Eastern time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. on the West Coast for Iran and France. I'm going to lay the 15 points here, -15 first half for France up against Iran, and I'm going to double down here. I'm going to put 2 bets down on this, and I'm going to take them in the first half, and I'm going to take them at -28.5 for the game. I think that they outscore them, they outwork them, much like Team USA did when they came out and punched them in the mouth early and Iran had no answer. I think France goes up tempo. I think France scores a ton. I don't think Iran's going to score very much at all. I think this is going to be a really low scoring game. And I think this is a big win for Team France. The only thing that scares me a little bit about 28.5 is I do think it's going to be low scoring, but I think it's because I don't think Iran's going to have a lot of open shots from behind the arc. And I think France defensively is just a lot better. And that's why France was able to beat the Americans, and I don't think the Iranians are going to have much success shooting the three from the outside. I think France is going to get out there and put their hands in their faces and really make it difficult for them to shoot, kind of make them put the ball on the deck and go to the basket, which plays right into the bigs, and it's going to be hard to get easy layups, open shots. Nicolas Batum and Rudy Gobert and Evan Fournier come through with a 3-0 mark here. They're going to cover in the first half, minus 15, and they're going to cover 28.5 for the game as well. So we're laying both first half number and game number, half a unit on each for France against Iran here coming up tonight for Olympic basketball. I'm big on this team, France. I like these guys. I like the French a lot. I think they're really going to be problematic in the knockout stages. And they could be a problem for anybody they play, for that matter, here in the Olympics. They are a threat to win the gold medal, in my opinion. And I just don't think Iran's got the shooting to be able to handle this defense for Team France. It was 120-66, the final score. I don't think France scores anywhere near, but I think Iran scores less than the 66 points they got against the Americans. I could see them in the 50s, high 50s here, and you know, an 80-50 type of victory, 82-50, something along those lines for France here with a big win over Iran. So we're going first half minus 15, and for the game, minus 27.5 for France against Iran for a full unit, half a unit on each one of those bets. Okay, now time for the parlay. It is the Don't Bet a Parlay of the week here for the Daily Juice. This parlay is 5-22, but we have hit big time. A couple of them were plus 800. So if you played $100, don't do that, on all of these, you would be still way up. And I'm talking about up like $1,500 if you were playing $100 on all of these. We haven't hit one in a couple of weeks, so I'm going to try to put one together here that I think has a decent shot of cashing. Okay, this is a three leg at plus 785. Okay, I just talked about France and Iran. Excuse me. I think the under 158 at minus 120 has a decent shot at hitting. As I mentioned, I think this could be like an 80-50 type of game here. That puts us in like the 120-130 range. So I think 158 is way too high for this. I think under 158 at minus 120 is a good bet for leg number one. In baseball, the Tigers are playing the Orioles and Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey has been good recently, okay? Kind of eerie how good Matt Harvey has been. I think against this Tigers team, it's time to go back to being Matt Harvey. I think the princess goes back to the pumpkin here. I think the old Matt Harvey comes back. I think this is going to be a big win for the Tigers. Tigers on the run line, minus 1.5 runs at plus 130. Okay, this is one reason why we're getting nearly 8-1 return on this. Tigers run line at home against the Orioles. The only thing I don't like about this, okay, I don't like betting run lines for home teams all that much because you don't normally get the ninth inning. If it's 4-3, they don't bat. So it's a little bit of a concern here with this one. But I still think the Orioles could be able to, or the Tigers could hit Matt Harvey really hard and get up, not need the ninth inning and be up 7-4 or something like that. And they win the game. Okay. So we're going run line, Tigers versus Orioles. And I'm coming back with the Rockies stinking away from home. They have been a horrific road team. And the Padres just got a big old kick in the tail here because, well, they thought they were getting Max Scherzer. Now he goes to the Dodgers. Padres are going to have some interesting decisions to make here as they try to do some things going down the pike with the at the trade deadline. So where do we go? I mean, they got Daniel Hudson, okay, from the Nationals. I mean, it's not Max Scherzer who they thought they were going to wind up getting, but we'll see what happens and how this whole thing goes for the Padres. I think they're going to be fired up after the trade deadline, and the Rockies are the perfect antidote. We go run line for the Rockies and the Padres. Padres run line is plus 110, minus 1.5. That gets you to a plus 785 on the parlay. Okay. Under 158, Tigers run line, Padres run line, three legs, plus 785 are the odds for that. It's not a bad return if you're able to hit it there. So the only one of those three that worries me a touch is the Tigers because they're at home, like I mentioned, on the run line. But oftentimes, if you bet all three of these, two of the three are cashing and it's a profitable adventure. Sometimes I fall on my face, but a lot of times I'm hitting two out of three. And it happened last week for Dean Izzy. He hit two out of three. It's just kind of how these parlays work. It's why parlaying is dumb. It's why I say don't bet a parlay. It's why it's called the don't bet a parlay. But under France and Iran, Tigers run line, Padres run line are the three plays for the at plus 785 is the don't bet a parlay for the week. Okay, so to recap, Rays, Red Sox, Rays, run line, first five. Dodgers, Discord bet of the day, run line against Diamondbacks. France in the first half, minus 15. France for the game, minus 28.5, half a unit on all four of those wagers going here today. So good day yesterday. Let's come back with another good day here today. If I have anything to add, I will put it in there on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat to get in, or the link is underneath me here on YouTube to do it. My name is Matt Perrault. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.